Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Russia today warns that its economy is likely to slip into recession next year, drained of billions of dollars of capital flowing out of the country amid falling oil prices and Western sanctions. Russia's economy ministry today says it now sees gross domestic product shrinking by 0.8% in 2015 compared with earlier expectations for recovery and economic growth to 1.2%. Plunging oil prices are taking a toll. The ruble tumbled to a record low against the dollar on Monday, its sharpest fall this year following the recent dive in the price of oil below $70 a barrel. A contraction in Russian GDP next year would be the first time its economy has shrunk since 2009. Inflation rates across the world's largest economies eased for a fifth straight month in October as energy prices fell. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development today says the annual rate of inflation in its 34 members was unchanged at 1.7% in October. But among the group of 20 leading developed and developing economies, it fell to 2.5% from 2.6%, extending a decline that began in June. The G20 accounts for 90% of global economic activity. Euro AgriConsult today says that more than a third of Ukrainian winter barley crops are in a poor state, raising concerns about the 2015 harvest. According to data, just 18.3% of winter barley is in a good state, 43.1% is satisfactory, and 38.6% is weak and sparse. Last year, the share of wheat crops accounted for less than 10%. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It looks like another chilly day underway across parts of the Midwest, but there's some southerly breezes starting to show up across the western and central parts of the Midwest. And unfortunately, the wind is working up quite a wind chill across Iowa, Minnesota, and parts of Wisconsin. But the heart of the Midwest is still deep into the coolness. Temperatures at the top of this hour running mostly in the teens and 20s across a big part of the region. There's some 30-degree readings in the cloud-covered areas in the southernmost parts of the region. A little freezing drizzle being reported at Indianapolis at the top of this hour. A few snowflakes occurring around the Fort Wayne, Indiana area. Otherwise, precipitation in the region is mostly limited to just those areas. As we go forward through the next few days, though, we're going to see some other opportunities for a little bit of light precipitation to come across portions of the lower Midwest. It looks like this afternoon, most of the precipitation will be Kentucky into Ohio and Pennsylvania. Should be relatively light, but it is still going to be a cloudy, dreary day, and it's fairly cool across a big part of that area of the Midwest. Other areas may have sunshine, but it's still going to be cool as a reinforcing shot of cooler air works its way southward from the upper parts of the Midwest. The surface high pressure center will move into portions of the western Corn Belt by the time we get to Wednesday morning, and it will shift eastward right across the heart of the Midwest during the afternoon tomorrow and on into Thursday morning. The end result of this is likely to keep us free and clear of precipitation after today for a little while. But as soon as that high-pressure system starts to work its way out of the region, we'll see the southerly winds bringing moisture back up from the Gulf of Mexico, and some overrunning warm air into our cool air mass will likely result in some light precipitation beginning in Kansas and Missouri and parts of Arkansas first, probably Thursday night, and working its way in an eastward direction across the Ohio Basin as we go on into Friday and early into Saturday. The system may produce anywhere from 4/10 of an inch to an inch of rain in general across the lower parts of the Midwest. And there shouldn't be any snow associated with this event, though, and that's the good news. And then we'll look for some dry weather coming back into the area as we finish out the weekend, late Saturday into Sunday. Another storm system may have impact on the Midwest, but probably not until we get to the latter part of next week or in the following weekend. We're going to be watching that rather closely. The majority of our temperatures across the region are still going to be chilly for the next couple of days, even with those southerly winds around because of that reinforcing shot of cooler air coming southward. The temperatures this afternoon will run mostly in the 30s across a big part of the Midwest, some 40s near the Ohio River, and it looks like tomorrow we'll see temperatures turning cooler from northwest to southeast across the area with teens and 20s back in the upper parts of the Midwest, while we'll probably see some temperatures in the lower Midwest still pushing up close to 40 degrees, but mostly in the 30s. Low temperatures the next couple of nights will likely slip back into some teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest with some colder conditions in the upper parts of the region. In the meantime, down in South America, it looks like everything is just coming along relatively well. Most of Brazil will see timely rain over the next 10 days to 2 weeks, with only a few pockets of dryness, mostly in the northeast part of their crop region. In Argentina, the concern is all about winter wheat quality. It rained heavily across some of that region this past weekend, and it looks like there's going to be some more rain this coming weekend. The next 4 days will likely be dry, and it will turn warmer across Argentina, so hopefully their crop will not see further deterioration, but the rains coming up this weekend and some follow-up showers next week will be closely monitored. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat is 656.5, down 3.75. March, 659, down 5.25. Soft December, 606, down 3/4. March, 602.5, down 4.25. December corn, 371, down 4.5. March, 385.25, down 4.5, now 4.25. July, $4.75, down 4.25. January soybeans are 1008.5, down 8.5, now 8.75. March, 1015.5, down 8.5. July, 1027.25, down 8. December soybean meal, 385.50, up 110. December soybean oil, 3167, down 55. December live cattle, 169.60, down 35. January feeders, 235.62.5, up 155. And December lean hogs are 89.47.5, and they're down 65. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
While Drew was talking about the weather, I looked over to the screen, and I think I saw that corn and beans were making new lows for the session.
Yeah, they are, and part of it is, Russia, on their rumors yesterday on wheat, pushed wheat up 28, and that helped hold corn and meat up. Well, today those rumors are gone, and there's really no follow-through that they're going to do that. So that's helping, that support that they had from that wheat's gone. Wheat's down 6 cents, and there's people saying sell the wheat because that went too far up. So we have corn down 4 to 5 and beans down 9, and there's just no bullish news out there. We've got plenty of product worldwide and nationwide. Early when we had the big bounce up, we couldn't get it to the right place in the U.S. on the beans, and that drove it up, that $1.80. But right now we're back only up about 80 from the lows on beans, at almost a dollar off the highs. And corn is still hanging in there fairly well, but March is about 20 off its high. December, maybe 20 plus off its high. So back down on no bullish news and lots of available product.
Is it possible that at some point Russia's agricultural ministry will have to make a decision regarding their wheat and keeping it some significant portion of it in country? I know quite a bit of it has already been exported, and we also know that the Western sanctions are still in place, so that other other food stocks like poultry and hogs are not going to rush in as great numbers. And so I know the argument was made yesterday, but maybe it's just a timing thing.
I think it's a timing. I mean, most of their wheat's already been exported. They might have another 2 to 4 million metric tons to export. How much is that involved compared to what they've already exported? And they usually have their exports, you know, pretty well over by now. So if they hold some back, I don't know that's as big a deal as they were making it sound like yesterday.
Quick question. NASA's ended their national reports. Do we have any sense about how much corn is remaining in the fields?
They were talking 400 to 600 million might still be out in the field. You know, some people, that's what they use for storage, the field. And that's just part of life every year.
All right. Thank you, Pete.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. December corn, 370 and a quarter, down 5 and a quarter. March, 385 and a quarter, down 4 and a half. July, $4 and a half, down 4 and a half. January beans, 10.08 and a quarter, down 8 and 3 quarters. July is 10.27 and a quarter. They are down 8. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.